This is episode 172 on August 4th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And welcome back, Matt.
I think we need to be welcoming you back.
Yeah. I have to apologize for last week's no show. Well, we were here, but I had a problem with my recording equipment. Whenever I would talk into the microphone, we'd get... And it wasn't anything we could use. And so we had to cancel the show. And it took me about 2 hours, but I figured it out. I had a driver for my headphones that was bad. And the only thing I had to do was unpair the headphones from the computer, repair it, and then... Oh, get it? Repair it. No pun intended. And then the new driver would be set, and then it worked perfectly. But by that time, everybody else was in bed, and I was about to chuck the computer into the woods. So, but, you know, that happens every once in a while. But now I know what I need to do in case that happens again. So, how are you doing, Matt?
I am doing stupendous, Joe.
That's awesome. I heard that you had an adventure last weekend.
Tell you what, man, I've been really on a photography kick lately. I've had several adventures since the last time we podcasted, actually. So let me think. Let me run through them real quick. I went out middle of the week last week to a bog that's not too far away from where I live, and I pretty much drove like crazy speeds to get there before the sunset. Uh-huh. And then once I got there, I jumped out of my car with my camera gear and ran like, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile to a spot I wanted to photograph, and ended up getting like a really nice sunset and everything. And while I was there, it was cool. There was actually a handful of other photographers there shooting, and you know, I got to talking to them, and like kind of the way to break the ice is, so are you on Instagram? And then, you know, it's like, you are, oh, cool, what's your name? And, you know, we're got our phones out, we're looking each other up, and, you know, then patting each other on the back about how awesome our photos are and that kind of stuff. But it was really cool to meet some new local photographers, and actually the people I met, their photography is amazing. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And then also last week, I had already planned to go to a Instameet in downtown Cleveland. And that was on Saturday. And that was going to be my first Instameet. Like, I've never been to an Instameet, or, you know, really, I haven't really ever met up with other photographers, at least not here in Ohio anyway.
Right.
And so I was all excited about it. And then... earlier in the week, I ended up getting a message on Instagram. It was a marketing like intern or something from this place called Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens. And what that is, it's the estate of one of the founders of Goodyear Tire and Rubber.
Yeah.
So it's this amazing 70-acre estate with just these crazy cool gardens, and you know, obviously a big giant mansion of a house, and it's really a neat place. And there's all kinds of different stuff there. There's like a butterfly house and a conservatory, which is just like a big giant greenhouse of sorts, except like tremendously more fancy than your average greenhouse. And in any case, you know, it's open to the public. It's kind of operates as sort of like a museum now, and it costs money to go there. It's like $20 or $30, like depending on what you want to see and the tours that you take and stuff like that. So anyway, I got this message and it said, basically asked, did I want to come there for free on Friday for 4 hours to roam around and take pictures? And they were inviting me and a handful of other local Instagrammers to come there. And so I was like, well, there's got to be a catch to this, but when else am I going to have the opportunity to just roam around a place for 4 hours for free? So yeah, so I went and it was so cool. There was literally no strings attached. I thought they were going to be like, okay, you could go and take pictures, and then, you know, when you're done, send us all your pictures, and then we're going to use them in our marketing or whatever. It wasn't like that at all. They were just like, yeah, we invited you guys here because we're kind of looking to broaden the demographics of people that come here. And we're trying to get kind of a younger, hipper crowd to kind of see the potential in this place. And we basically like what you guys do on Instagram. And we thought if you guys came and did what you do and post it to your accounts, that you'd kind of spark some interest.
Very cool.
And so everybody thought that was agreeable. And so I got to meet a bunch more photographers that kind of live sort of in my area and down around Columbus, Ohio and stuff. And so that was pretty fun. And then the next day, Saturday, I went up to Cleveland and met up with an Instagram group from Columbus that drove up, and then a handful of other Instagrammers that live in and around Cleveland. And this was kind of I didn't realize Insta meets were so like formal. So like the person that kind of organized this, they made like a map, and we all met at this new area in the center of the city. It's called Public Square. It's just like a big like outdoor park kind of thing, and it's brand new, and I think Cleveland did it up like for the Republican National Convention that was just in town.
Oh yeah.
In any case, it's super duper nice. So we met there, and then right across the street is this really tall, very iconic building in downtown Cleveland called the Terminal Tower. So we a bunch of us had gotten tickets to go up to the observation deck, which was like 42 stories up or something like that. So we basically started there, went up to this observation deck, took a bunch of pictures of the city from way up high, and that was really, really neat. And then the person that kind of organized it gave us all these maps, and we basically just followed a map and went from like one like landmark in the city to the next. And a lot of it was like indoors, which was totally awesome because I can go to Cleveland like anytime and just kind of drive or walk the streets and see the buildings and be like, yeah, you know, those are cool buildings or whatever. But I never know or even really think all that much about like where I can go inside and like, you know, what would be a neat interior. So, you know, these people, they knew like all these cool buildings that just had these amazing interiors. And so we, you know, we went in all these cool places and just the whole day, you know, there was no time frame or anything like that. So I was up there for, I don't even know how long, 4 or 5 hours shooting until I got tired and came home with a boatload of pictures.
And, it's been good. Was the Fountain of Eternal Life, was that on the same?
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy how much attention like that picture's getting. So I was like kind of getting tired, and I was thinking like, okay, I think I'm going to wrap it up and go home. So I was telling like some of the people that I was hanging out with that, you know, I was like, I think I'm going to start walking back to the car, but I might go and stop by this fountain because I want to try to get a shot there. And a couple people were like, oh, you know, we'll go with you. Or they said, we're going to go to the library in Cleveland. There's like a cool spiral staircase in the library, and then a part of it where you can go like I don't know, like 10 floors up, and out the windows are like some pretty good views of different parts of the city.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's on the way to the fountain. So I was like, all right, fine. I'll go to the library. So I went to the library, and that was pretty cool. Got a bunch of pictures there. And then we walked over to the fountain, and I didn't really bring like a tripod because I knew we were going to be going inside places and like that terminal tower, like up on the observation deck. I knew they weren't going to let you have a tripod.
Right.
So I just brought like my little gorilla pod and kind of like stuffed it in my camera bag that I brought with me. And so I'm sitting there in front of that fountain with a gorilla pod on the ground, you know, so my phone's like 6 inches off the ground, and I'm just like, man, this is not the picture that I wanted to take at all. So I took like a couple of different compositions, and I used like slow shutter cam to get like that, you know, milky water effect in the fountain and stuff. And then I ended up shooting a couple HDRs, and that picture that I posted is just an HDR. And like I remember showing my wife like all the pictures that night, and I hadn't edited any of the pictures yet, and like that picture, she stopped that and she was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I whatever, it's just a picture. And then, you know, then I did my thing with the editing, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then, you know, posted on Instagram, and people seem to be all about it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I saw that one. I very much stopped and I was like, ooh, that's cool. Oh, look, that's Matt's. No, it was cool. Actually, it's funny that you kind of mentioned the Instameets and then the house for the Goodyear Tire founder, because I was just listening to another podcast, the Hashtag Podcast, this week. I was catching up, and one of the guys that was being interviewed mentioned that there are museums, there's other attractions that are welcoming in Instagrammers to be able to take pictures and sort of get that free publicity, which is kind of odd. You know, it is a different approach, but when you mentioned that they contacted you, I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, it's something that's not so exclusive to certain people. You know, it's more in the wild than I thought. So that is really cool. And I think it's a great idea, especially for, you know, because, you know, not to bring up Pokemon Go, I'm saying it wrong for a reason. You know, Mark was mentioning that, you know, he was seeing parts of his town that he hasn't really been to, and, you know, found places that he thought were very interesting. And I think there is a huge push to try to get people out and looking and exploring different places. And if you've never been to, okay, we'll take my city for example. We have a telephone museum that's a part of the company that I work for. It's free, you know, but, you know, I ask people, have you been there? And they go, no, I didn't even know it existed. We have a fire station that's turned into a kids museum, and they can play and do all sorts of stuff there. We have a museum of natural history. We have a plantation. There's all sorts of things to do in and around our little city, yet we're just 25 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina, which has a lot of other stuff that people will usually go to. And I think people are starting to see the value of Instagram and the users, especially the ones that have pretty good followings or are really, really good with their images. Excuse me. But we're gonna talk about Instagram shortly. I wanted to mention real quick my little adventures. So I was gone for a couple weeks, and I think you guys were speculating on what I was doing. I think it was like some covert operations, which, yes, it was. No, it wasn't really covert operations. I was a volunteer for a camp that I have done four other times. It happens once every 4 years. And with our Royal Ranger group that...
Is it Camping Olympics?
No, but there's a lot of things that you can do that seems like it's Olympics. But, you know, it's camping. I actually got to sleep in air conditioning. It was nice. It was first time in 22 years that I actually got to sleep in air conditioning.
Wait, but what?
It's once every 4 years. This was my fifth time going.
Oh, yeah. I thought you just mean at the event, not ever. Like,
right.
You have air conditioning at your house now, right?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when you actually camp in air conditioning. I got to volunteer. I was part of the communications team and was in charge of, you know, making sure radios were charged and if they were broken, changing them out. And then I actually fixed about 14 radios altogether.
Wow.
I tore them apart and robbed other radios for parts and made them work again. No, Dave, it's not in a tent. I was not in a tent this time. And then the other part, which I wanted to bring up, the other half of the time that I was volunteering, I was actually on the productions team and ran a camera. We had about six cameramen for the event. And this was the first time I ever got to operate a video camera. For a production where you have different shots of the event. And this was mainly in the evenings when they were doing music and other special events. So I got to see the behind the scenes on and, you know, hear what they do. Hey, I need camera to focus on this. I need you to step out a little bit. You know, so it was a different part of photography than I was used to. And I was really nervous because I'd never done it before. They knew I hadn't done it before, but they knew I was a photographer. So I understood the rule of thirds and how to compose and all that. So I was able to really use my experience as a photographer to apply towards the video side. And I have to say, I had a blast. I really enjoyed it. And it was, it's something that I'd like to do both of those again in 4 years and see if I can, maybe pick up some, you know, other, experiences, but it was a lot of fun. I drove 16 hours with no AC in my Jeep and did all right with that. it was a fun adventure. I drove by myself and got to see a lot of Arkansas that I have to say I'm going to drive back through again. When I got into the Ozarks, I wanted to stop, but I was already, you know, pushing my luck by driving 16 hours. I just wanted to get there. And so I think the next time I'll stop halfway. And when I get to my, before I get to my destination, I want to, there's a few different spots where I want to stop and take some pictures. So I'll have other opportunities to do that, but I had a lot of fun with that. And, I can't wait for the next time.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet. And my goodness, I have no idea how you could drive through that area and not stop and take a couple of pictures.
It was.
I understand the long drive and the hours and everything, but I mean, you just have to take those opportunities when you're there because you might not have that opportunity again.
Yeah, it's true. I left out at 5 a.m. Pacific, which was 4 a.m. Central, and I got there at 8 p.m. Central time. And you know, it was just I was at that point where I wanted to get there, and and kind of rest. But I know next time I'm not going to drive all the way through in one shot. I do want to stop and be able to take my time and get some of that scenery. Because I was thinking, oh, Matt's going to kill me if he if he knows I drove through this part of, you know, Arkansas and didn't, you know, didn't get any shots that, you know, that I could have, you know, really gotten. Because I think I was driving through there pretty much at golden hour.
Oh my gosh, you need to stop.
I know. But,
you know, I am going to punch you, I think, because I might be headed down your way maybe in a month or so. I'll let you know for sure. I don't know for sure yet, but I might be.
Okay. Are you going to Asheville or to Fort Mill?
The second one.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, you do need to punch me. No, but I could take you to those spots that I talked about that are right around. I think your family would really enjoy it.
Cool.
So we'll have to do that.
All right. I want to do it. Let's do it.
Sweet. All right. Well, wow, that was a long intro. Oh, one of the things that Mark wanted me to one of the things Mark wanted me to mention, and I heard on one of the episodes that I wasn't a part of, is that we have a Patreon. So this is an opportunity for us to be able to do things that we haven't really been able to do and wanted to do. And that is to, you know, be able to use the Patreon to kind of buy different things and then give them away to our listeners and try them out, write reviews, and kind of be the place where we can make use of the information that we get, especially because, you know, when we buy things, we want it. We want to buy it. And sometimes, you know, we'll do a review on it. But then there's other times like, yeah, can I convince my wife to buy it? You know, but we want to take this opportunity to, you know, get you guys involved. And especially if there's something you guys say, hey, why don't you review this? And I'm like, oh, that'd be great. And if we're able to get enough to buy it, we'd love to be able to review it and then use it as a way to send it off to our listeners and have them give it to them and kind of give back to you guys. So if look for Patreon on the website, go to tinyshutter.com and look for us there.
Another idea too is we could use the money for a Tiny Shutter hosts trip to Iceland, and then we could come back and tell you all how cool it was.
That's right. Either that or Alaska, or, you know, South Africa, something like that, you know. Yeah.
I'm just brainstorming.
You're throwing it out there, you know.
Yeah.
So all right, let's move into our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. Well, a lot of things one thing in particular has happened over this last week that has kind of been in the news, and that has to do with Instagram. Instagram had an update, and I'm not too sure if I'll be able to, you know, to utilize it. I may have to get out of my old man stance and maybe try it. But Instagram now has a feature for storytelling, and I guess it has to do a lot with videos. Matt, what is some of the stuff with that storytelling you were able to gather?
All right. So when this came out earlier this week, I really kind of had to do a lot of reading about it, because what it is, it's called Instagram Stories, and it's basically a way to share photos and videos from the past 24 hours, and it's like a little story video slideshow kind of thing. And then supposedly it only like You post it and it just stays like in your feed or whatever for 24 hours and then it goes away, I guess, is how it works. So everything I saw about it or heard about it was talking about like, oh, it's like Snapchat. You know, it's kind of like a ripoff of Snapchat or a copy of Snapchat. And I'm aware of Snapchat. I know it exists. I've never used it or really ever looked into it. So to have like everybody in like the tech world that was writing and talking about Instagram stories compare it to Snapchat, like that meant nothing to me at all. So if you open up Instagram now, and I don't even actually think that it was like a regular like an update, like where you went into the app store and did an update to Instagram. I think it was just kind of like something that they added to like their server or whatever, and it just kind of got pushed out to you.
I think it was an update because I had a significant.
There was an Instagram update, but I had stories before.
Oh, you had it before the update. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I heard some other people mention as well that they had it before the update. So, so basically at the top of Instagram now, you'll see a row of like some people that you follow, and you'll probably notice around their little user picture, their little avatar or whatever, there'll be like an Instagram colored ring. And that basically means that they have a new story that you haven't seen. So you could just tap on their little picture and their story pops up and you can watch it or whatever. And if you kind of swipe to the left, you could kind of scroll through all the people that have posted stories. And if there is no little Instagram colored ring around the person, then that probably means that you might have already watched their story.
Yeah.
I think that's what that's supposed to be. And then there's like different things you can do. You can, it's kind of weird because it's really kind of different than the rest of Instagram. You can't like or comment, but you can message, like a direct message, the person whose story you're watching.
That's a little odd.
what's that?
That's a little odd.
I think it's kind of weird. And I don't know if it's just because they go away, so it doesn't really matter, you know, I guess, and the, you know, all the likes and comments and stuff, I suppose, doesn't matter because they'd all just go away, you know, after 24 hours. So I don't really know how that works. But in any case, you know, I watched a bunch of them. And I think right now it's kind of, you know, there's just a lot of like really silly kind of stupid things. And I think it's just because people are like, here's this feature. I'm not really sure what to do with it. Here's me jumping around or here's my lunch or whatever, you know, it's just kind of weird stuff. So I was like thinking like, how would I use this? And like last night I was thinking, well, maybe I'll make one of these and I'll just like make it like a slideshow or whatever. So I like tapped the little plus button in the upper left of the screen to create one. And it said, you don't have any pictures from the past 24 hours. And I was like, man, it actually limits you to what you've created in the last 24 hours. You can't go into your camera roll or anything like that and, you know, go in and just like pick stuff to add in, which I understand. I guess that would be defeating the purpose of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's supposed to be like kind of a more intimate snapshot. I hate to use that word because it sounds like Snapchat, but like a intimate little thing about your day. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you're going back and like, let's say I decided I wanted to do one today of my Insta meet in this past Saturday. That's like defeating the purpose. If had this feature been out on Saturday, I could have done a story on Saturday.
Right. Well, okay. James in the chat room mentioned that you can actually, so it says for the story screen, let's see. It'll actually save to your story feed and will not vanish. You can actually have it not vanish. I have to look into that and see if it'll, because he says you can set it to not delete after 24 hours. But
I did not know that. I haven't really used this yet. I think what you can do is you can save it. You can basically download it to your phone and save it to your camera roll.
Yeah, he said you can click to save to the download. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if it saves to your camera roll as a movie, then you could just repost it to Instagram, I guess, and it'll just be there in your regular Instagram feed. You can also, for some reason, share this into your Instagram feed as a regular photo. So I don't know if like how that works, but maybe if the first part of your story, if it's, you know, a video or a photo, maybe you drew on it because you can draw and you could add text and stuff like that. Maybe you could just have that as a picture, I guess. But if you do that, then you could add Instagram filters and you could add, you know, a caption and locations and stuff just like you would any other Instagram photo.
Uh-huh.
So that's something else.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other stuff with this. There's filters. So if you do like a video or whatever, you could swipe, I think, in either direction across the screen, and there's like a, I don't know, like five or six different filters that you could apply. And you can make your story from basically any photos that you took in the last 24 hours, any boomerangs that you made. And I forget what that is. I think that's another Instagram app, right?
Yeah.
Boomerang. Yeah. And then also you could add hyperlapse video to it as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let me read from the blog just two paragraphs of what they put on their blog real quick. They have a 1-minute video that goes along with it. It says, today, this was on August 2nd, today we're introducing Instagram Stories, a new feature that lets you share all the moments of your day, not just the ones that you want to keep on your profile. As you share multiple photos and videos, they appear together in a slideshow format called Your Story. With Instagram Stories, you don't have to worry about overposting. Right. Instead, you can share as much as you want throughout the day. You, with as much creativity as you want, you can bring your story to life in new ways and texts and drawing tools. Photos and videos will disappear after 24 hours and won't appear on your profile grid or in feed. So, you know, that's just real quick there. I will link the blog post to the show notes, so that you guys can, see it, and we'll probably have some other stuff. James is posting some video, YouTube video stuff, in the chat. So I will get that copied too. So this is kind of interesting. I don't have a Snapchat account, mainly because I think I'm already oversaturated with social media. Plus I'm an old guy who thinks that it's kind of, maybe not needed for me. You know, I know all the young people like it and use it, but I don't know. I'm at the end of the day, I'm just tired after work and I have no desire to try to do a, a quick video about something, because usually it's probably going to be boring. But with Instagram, since I am using Instagram, I may give it a try. But I'm curious to see what the people I follow are going to do. I watched a few, and some of them were okay. There wasn't a whole lot of dialogue. Mainly, I think they were just trying it for the first time and didn't have anything really to say. So I will keep looking and seeing what's out there.
I think, you know, being that this is new, even though, like, I guess this kind of thing has existed with Snapchat for a little while, I think overall it's still like a relatively new concept. I think like everyone's still trying to discover, like, a good use for this is still out there to be discovered.
Well, James says that the New York Times is using it in Rio for the Olympics, sort of the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's cool.
And that's pretty cool. And then I was thinking, and I actually already seen one photographer doing this a little bit already. He was kind of using it as a way to just kind of share what he's working on, and like just making it was almost like a video blog in a way. And he was mentioning something about how he was going to try to like do like little mini tutorials.
Yeah.
And I was like, now that's cool. Like, I'm interested in that. I want to watch that. So like, you know, when I see him pop up that he has, you know, a new story, I'm likely to click on it now and watch that. And then, you know, I'm kind of trying to figure out like, how can I use this for Tiny Shutter? Like, what can I share, you know, that would be like some sort of contribution, you know,
right.
Rather than just like, here was my day. I did all these stupid things or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like something where people watch it and they get something out of it.
I fogged up a mirror today. Woohoo!
Sorry. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not for it or against it.
Yeah,
it's just
I'm in the same boat. I think it's a great option to have, and at the same time, I need to, I guess, get out of my comfort zone and find a way to utilize it. But I also am not clamoring to use it quite this second.
Yeah, you don't need to find a way to use it. You don't have to use it at all, actually.
Yeah. I'm an old man. I don't want to do it.
But I might. I mean, I don't see myself using it like every day or anything, but I will probably play around with it and try to find a way to use it.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be something photography related.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think you're showing off, showing the rest of us up, you know, kind of in what you're doing. No, you're doing a good job. I really enjoy. I kind of wish that this was an option back, you know, this last weekend, because I would imagine from the 42nd floor, you'd probably have some good stories, you know, to be able to show.
Yeah, that would definitely have been cool. Then I would need a selfie stick.
Nah. No, so you don't have to point it at yourself. You just point it out.
I would have wanted to. Look where I am.
Yeah.
Look
at me. I'm cool.
Bet you wish you were here in Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Well, there will be more adventures, so there will be time to use it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, I really need to do an Insta meet. I need to, I'm pretty sure there may be one for Charlotte, but I think mostly I'm part of the meet. Is it meetup? The social meetup thing.
Yeah.
But they're not so much iPhone photography. I guess I need to change that.
I think if you're really looking for like Insta meets, like if you live around a large town or a city, then what you should probably do is look for an Instagram account that's kind of dedicated to that city, like in your case, like IGers Charlotte.
Okay.
You know, or, and you'd have to just search on Instagram and see what, however they kind of, if they do like IGers underscore Charlotte or however they do it. But usually whoever's running that page would be the person that would end up like putting together an InstaMeet.
Yeah.
So that's just what I've noticed here. Like that's what's happening in Cleveland more or less, but even more so like in Columbus. They seem to be pretty serious about their InstaMeets down there.
Let's see here, Charlotte. I'm doing this in real time. There might be, there's a hashtag, but I don't see an actual. Oh, wait, no, well, here we go. IGers CLT. Ooh.
There you go.
9 people.
And then you'd have to look and see like how active it is too, you know?
Right. Let's see what the last, it was a year. Over a year ago, the last image that was posted up that.
Oh, yeah. That's not very active.
It's not. But there, I think there was also one for Charleston, but I'll have to look at that later. But yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy, I did one meetup and that was, I want to say probably about 4 years ago and it was okay. I wasn't like going, oh yeah, let's do this again. But you know, I think if it was more of a iPhone photography, Instagram, I think I'd be a lot more into it. So I think we need to start pushing those things, especially in our areas.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Mostly I just enjoyed, I don't know, just kind of seeing like how other people shoot and what they take pictures of, I guess.
Yeah.
And then criticizing them and pointing them out. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything else you wanted to mention about Instagram?
Follow me, M. Hoffman Photo.
That's right. He rocks. All right. Let's go ahead and let's jump into our post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
All right. Post pick of the week actually went on for what? Was it 2 weeks?
It was two weeks.
Yeah. I have to say I was very impressed with the images that were posted in our weekly photo challenge. It was difficult to pick a winner. But, you know, I'm going to mention our winner, but I do want to, you know, quickly point out a few other people. But there was no real title to this image. It is of a fishing vessel and it's docked and it has looks like a mountain in the background with some clouds. And James, who's actually in the chat, is our post pick of the week winner with his image. I have to say this is an awesome image. I love the colors. It looks like a mix between a painting and a photograph, especially with the trees that are behind it and the way the colors are mixing together. I have to say that this is a pretty awesome image. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah. Basically, yeah, I like the choice of the filter that he used. There's just something about some subjects, they seem to translate in this app a little better than other subjects. And
right.
Also, you know, kind of depending on the filter that's used, some of these look like, to me, like real legit paintings.
Yes.
And James's photo was definitely one of those where he, you know, I kind of stopped and looked at it and was like, you know, I could see this like being like an actual painting. And to me, yeah. It looks like something I would have seen like in a gallery or something like in Bar Harbor, Maine.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that this was Splendor Harbor in the British Columbia. Yeah, it's in British Columbia. I said the Sunshine Coast.
So it's super cool.
Yeah, there was a few others that were totally rocking. The red Chevrolet, I think you pointed that one out to me. And I was like, man, that is sick. Susan Bauer had done there, and there was some other ones, but I have to say, this was probably one of the best weekly photo challenges that we've done, and with some very awesome images. I think that's a great choice of weekly photo challenges. Now, I do have to say, when this app first came out, I was on your secret mission. Yeah, I was on my secret mission, and so I did download it. I had a spot where I did get some LTE signal, and so I did download it. I did notice that I wasn't too impressed with just the square formatting, and I think there was a couple other things that kind of hindered it from being my, hey, I want to use this all the time. But I think they have a good start, and there's a lot of things that they can do to improve the app and make it really awesome. So I just wanted to put my two cents in on that.
Cool.
So, yeah. So congratulations, James, on being our post pick of the week. If you would like to be post pick of the week, be sure to go on to Facebook and look for our weekly photo challenge. It's usually pinned to the top. We go through, and at the end of the week, we pick a winner and we use their image as our album art. We post it on Facebook, use it as our cover photo, and pat them on the back a few times. So that should give James a little bit of a fix. So, all right, now we need to come up with our next weekly photo challenge, and I think we may already have it.
I like the suggestion tremendously.
Yeah, Dave in the chat room came up with backlit. And I think that is a great idea. So the concept of backlit, meaning that the main light source that you have is going to be behind your subject so that it casts a shadow or something similar to that to your subject. And so this will be something you can do either with a sunset or a single light. If you want to do a portrait, have that single light sort of either directly behind or off to the side behind your subject and see what kind of images you can come up with. And I think we have a good opportunity of having some very creative images. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. So I think no matter what kind of photography you like to do, there's an opportunity, you know, to do a backlit photo. It could be landscape, you know, with the sun behind the trees. It could be, uh-huh. you know, a portrait like you were saying. And it doesn't even have to be where the subject's silhouetted either. Backlit could be just the light behind the subject is brighter than the light in front of the subject.
That's correct.
You know, so there's all kinds of things you could do with macro and you know, really anything like any.
Yeah, just don't set your back on fire. That's not good.
I'll try to remember that.
Oh, All right. So we will post the new weekly photo challenge on Facebook, and I can't wait to see that. So congratulations, James. You did a great job.
I got to say, James's picture looks pretty sweet as our banner picture for the Facebook group.
Ooh, nice. Let me pop over and take a look real quick. Let's see what it looks like. Doop-de-doo. This is great radio. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Very cool. And if you haven't gone over to our Facebook group, you need to, and take a look. I think you guys will be thoroughly impressed. There's a lot of awesome photographers and people who are just getting started that are showing us images that are pretty sweet. I think you guys will be impressed. So, all right. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No. Nope.
Well, I almost forgot. Mark has forbidden me from taking more than 2 weeks off from a show because he said he didn't want to drive the show into the ground. So with that being said, in a couple weeks I will be off again. My family got invited to go to the Outer Banks again. We did that 2 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. And I think this time I'm gonna get more adventurous and actually go out and drive along the island and be able to find spots to take pictures. So I am looking forward to that. So not next week, but the following week I will not be here. Is that right? Next week? No, I'll be here the next week. It's the week of the 22nd. That's a couple weeks for Mark to recover from his ordeal. Oh, and there is one other thing. I think I forgot. Nah, I'll save it for next time. I'll test that out later and bring it up next time because I think we have ourselves a show.
All right.
So let me go ahead and do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That is a fun tradition. if you guys don't know, if you haven't gone back and listened to some of the earlier episodes, that particular soundbite was always next to the ending, and Mark would always mess up the ending by hitting that. So it became a tradition. and so we usually will hit that and then go into telling where people can find it. So, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right, you can check me out on Instagram, Flickr, Twitter, and IM, where I just added like 300 new pictures over the last few days, at M. Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes. Yes, I will do the show notes. You can find Facebook, the Patreon. Don't forget that. And some other stuff by going to tinyshutter.com. You can also message the show by emailing us at tinyshutter. All right. I think we have ourselves a show. So let's go ahead and end it and say goodbye, Matt.
All right, everybody, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
Oh, and this is for the chat room.
Your behavior is completely inappropriate.
They were good.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Man, I was so glad to get back. I missed doing the show. 3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. You must have been on the verge of exploding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you saving the charger thing for next week or something?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I could throw it. Nah, I want to spend more time on it. Not a whole lot of time, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take pictures and I'll post it in Facebook and all that and then talk about it on next week's show. So
cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Oh, sweet.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right, let me look. Yeah, I think that went well.
Yeah, well, as long as you think it went well.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It went well. It was good. Everything was good.
Yeah. No, I'm I have to say, you know, being off for 2 weeks was like, all right, I'm ready to get back into it. But after the third, I was like, I was so disappointed last week. I was like, it's like one of those things where it's like, really, really? Was it just that little tiny itty bitty thing? I was so glad that I found it, but it was like, oh, that one little thing held us up. But I think what I'm going to do is set up one of my other machines just in case that happens again. And that way I can, you know, have one in the ready.
Yeah.
Have it in the ready to be able to pull out when, if